Welcome aboard Paulding County to another season of My Sports right here on My 102.7 FM. My name is Pete Seymour, your host for season number 3, episode number 1. But first and foremost, I hope you guys all had a great summer. On my side of things, I can't complain. Had a few great vacations planned. Those went so well. So good to see some family. And of course, got out and did some pretty cool things. A lot of golf, I have to say. Got out and played a lot of golf this summer, which is something I wanted to do. And hey, we have to talk about a lot of golf coming up on this episode of My Sports. But we'll get into that here in a little bit because today is all about football. The Friday Night Lights are beaming down in under a week in Paulding County, so we need to preview our Paulding County teams. On our football preview show here in week number 1, we will talk Wayne Trace, we will talk Paulding, and we will talk with Antwerp, and we'll have a few head coaches stop by the my1027.org studios to help me preview the season. So we'll have all those conversations coming up here in a little bit. But for now, it's time for a short break. It's so good to be back, Paulding County. I'm so happy to be talking Paulding County Athletics. We're going to have a great, about 40 weeks from now until April. Every Saturday morning, you know where to find us, 9 a.m. on My 102.7. Whoever you are and whoever you're listening, my name's Pete Seymour. Thanking you for joining me for another season of My Sports. We get it all started. Coming up next, we're talking high school football. This is My Sports, and you're listening on My 102.7 FM.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Moving right along with another edition of My Sports, season number 3, episode number 1 continues of our football preview show. So let's dive right in. The head coach of the Wayne Trace Raiders, Matt Holden, he will be joining me here shortly, but let's take a look and preview the Raiders this season. So we'll get coach's take on a few of these things coming up in a little bit, but let's rewind to last year. A little bit of a disappointing season for the Wayne Trace Raiders, and I think Coach Holden will echo that a little bit. They do lose a lot coming into this year, but also have a lot of talent coming back. But let's rewind the clocks and take a look at the 2023 season. 4-6 overall. Started out with a win against Fort Recovery, 32-30. Then two straight losses, one to Patrick Henry, which I need to point out, that was really their only bad loss of the season by a few scores there, 34-12, then a one-point loss to Crestview. Wayne Trace had opportunities in one-score games and really just couldn't close them out, despite being pretty good in second halves of games. Then they respond with two wins, 42-6 over Edgerton, and then defeating Hicksville 56-6. It was back-to-back losses to Tenora and Antwerp, 21-13, and then 30-27. Then they put a win in there against Fairview, 19-16, a three-point loss to Ayersville, 38-35, and a one-point loss to Paulding. So let's do the math here. It was a 22-point loss to Patrick Henry, 34-12. Add that one on from the loss to Crestview, make it 23 total points. Then an 8-point loss, that would be 31. Add the 3 from Antwerp, that would be 34. The 3 from Ayersville would be 37. And the 1 from Paulding would be 38. So a combined 38 points in their 6 losses. That is not bad at all. You were involved in a lot of close games. So let's close that chapter of Wayne Trace football history, 2023 in the books, and let's talk about the 2024 schedule. They start the same way they did as they did in 2023. Fort Recovery, this time it is away at Fort Recovery, then they have Spencerville at home. Two away games after that, Crestview and Paulding, and boy, will they be looking to get revenge on the Paulding Panthers after a close victory for the Panthers last season. Edgerton, that game is then at home. The Hicksville game is away on the 27th, and then in October, the 4th and the 11th, they are both home against Tenora and Antwerp. And then Fairview is away on the 18th, while Ayersville closes out the regular season With all that being said, it is now time to welcome in the fourth-year head coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders, and that is Matt Holden. Coach Holden, thank you again for taking the time to come on the show. I know I'm catching you right after a practice, so let's dive right into it. How's fall camp been going?
Well, I think it's been going pretty well. This year we got a group of kids that really, they operate well together. They got pretty good team chemistry. Pretty much all of them are willing to do, you know, whatever it takes to be successful. They're really good team players. So I'm really excited. They've been working really hard.
Well, looking back to last year, 4-6 on the season. But the one thing, Coach, that really stuck out to me is a lot of those losses were by 3 points or less. I want to say it was the games you lost were a combined total of 28 points or so. And that's almost unheard of.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the story for the last couple of seasons. I know there's been a couple of games where, you know, we weren't quite ready to keep it close or able to keep it close. But, yeah, it's just getting to the point where it's really frustrating. I mean, the kids are doing things right for the most part, but there's things that we got to clean up, and that's what we're kind of preaching this year, is that the things that we've done in the past, obviously they're good enough to let us compete with all these teams that we're playing. We now have to do more. We got to get to that next level. So to get to that next level, we got to take those extra steps, put in those extra reps in the weight room, make sure that every rep we take in practice is perfect. So it's just kind of getting to that next level.
Now, I know one big hurdle that you had to clear this offseason was replacing your starting signal caller, Kyle Stoller. What's that process been like?
Yeah, it's been a very interesting process. We've got two guys who are, you know, they're pretty different. They're both that dual threat kind of quarterback. Jack Schoenauer is our younger guy who's been in the system. This will be his third year playing quarterback for us. He's really, really smart, makes the right reads. He's shifty in the run game. And then the other guy that we've got is Cole Moorhead, who played quarterback as a sophomore. He's going to be a senior this year, and he was the quarterback there for a few games during that sophomore season. I mean, he's just got really explosive athleticism. I mean, he can chuck the ball about 50, 55 yards.
Oh, wow.
He's just a really athletic specimen. So those two guys have been battling it out, and they've each got their strengths and their weaknesses. So, you know, kind of our job now is just to figure out which one is better in that quarterback role, because obviously a kid like Cole, being as athletic as he is, if he's not playing quarterback, he was one of our starting receivers last year. He'll be somewhere on the field. So, yeah, it's just figuring out who's better in that quarterback role for us, and we'll know a lot after this Friday scrimmage.
Got it. I was going to say, I thought I saw Cole out there as a wide receiver last season for at least a little bit.
Yeah, he was one of our outside guys, yep. So one of our explosive deep threats. I think he averaged like 16 yards a catch or 15 yards a catch. So he's good with the ball in his hands.
Now, you lose a little bit on defense as well. Landon Fultz, Jude Stoller, Tucker Antoine, of course, in that secondary. A lot of tackles there. Who are some of the guys that we can expect to see to step up on the defensive side of the ball this year?
You know, guys that are coming back for us that have, you know, put some minutes in for us. Cole Moorhead being one. He plays kind of our outside linebacker spot, so he'll continue doing that for us this year. Tyler Head's another one who, last year going into the season, again, he's one of those really athletic kids. He broke his wrist in one of our 7-on-7s, so he kind of started playing there toward the middle of the season once he got healthy. So he's somebody that we're looking to have a really good year for us defensively, playing that safety spot or a corner spot somewhere in the secondary. And then Brady Miller's another one who he came in and was playing some of our safety for us, and so we'll look to have him continue playing somewhere in the defensive backfield and look to get good minutes out of him. But one that you really want to watch for is our Mike linebacker, Amos Sin. So his older brother was a really good Mike for us a couple seasons ago, Ezra. I mean, Amos is looking to continue in his footsteps. Just a really, really tough-nosed kid, really fast. Most people look at him and say he's undersized, but he's a ball of muscle. So he's really hard to block, and he's quick enough to get after those skill guys that run side to side. So he's really good in the middle of our defense.
Well, Coach, I talk about some of the guys you lost and some of the ones you bring back, but graduation hit the majority of the conference, I think, pretty hard this year, especially Antwerp, Ayersville, Tenora. What's your outlook for the GMC this season?
You know, I think it's kind of hard to predict. Kind of like you said, there were so many teams that lost some key pieces, and we're in a fortunate position where, yes, we lost quite a bit, but we bring back a lot of juniors. I think we had 16 seniors last year.
Wow.
I think we're bringing back 13 juniors that are going to be seniors this year. So we're kind of in a rare position where you lose that many, but you bring back a good chunk too. So for us, I think it's just how well we can execute, how well those kids can step up. Again, they're seniors, but not a lot of them have gotten a ton of reps on Friday nights. So that definitely means something. But yeah, you look at the rest of the conference and Tenora always reloads. I'm assuming that they'll be, you know, somewhere near the top. They had some good young talent as well, and they're just well coached. So I would expect them up there. I think that Fairview is a team that they were young for a couple of years. They had some really athletic kids for the last couple of years. So I'd expect them here this year and into next year and even the year after to really be a team to watch here in the conference. They were five wide and so athletic at a lot of spots. They're going to give people some trouble. And then Paulding, I mean, they're trending in the right direction. They had a really good season last year and kicked us out of the playoff race with a really tight win at our place last year. So they bring back quite a bit from their roster. And I know the excitement's there for the Paulding Panthers. So I'd still expect them to be in the top half of the conference for sure. And then there's kind of the rest of us. Like I said, we can kind of be in that spot. It just depends on how well our guys are able to execute with that lack of experience, because the talent's definitely there.
Yep.
We've got a bunch of offensive linemen. I think we got six or seven seniors that could be on the offensive line for us, which is very, very rare. We've got good size there. So we're looking for that group to lead us. And then I think Ayersville is kind of in the same boat. They lost a lot of offensive line. They lost really good back for them, tight end back type guy in the Delano kid. And they lost all those linemen. Yep. So it's hard to replace that. But looking at their roster, they got some big kids. I think they're down on numbers like we are. But I think they're right in the mix as well. So you could look at any of these teams and they could give it a shot. Like even Hicksville and Edgerton, who were down last year, they were really, really young. So I think they're bringing back a lot. And I expect both of them to be better.
Well, Coach, you mentioned something I want to touch on real quick, and that is your offensive line in the trenches for Wayne Trace. You said able to reload. You have a lot coming back there, but especially on the offensive side of the ball, how does an experienced offensive line help out a new signal caller?
Oh, it helps out a ton. Those guys, they're really smart. They work well together. We've been impressed throughout camp with just how good those guys are. We tell them one thing. We have an adjustment here against this type of look, an adjustment there against that type of look, and they just go out and execute it. So we're really expecting that unit to be a well-oiled machine for us this year, and we're only going to go as far as they take us.
Now, Coach, what's one thing we can expect from the Wayne Trace Raiders every time you hit the field on Friday night?
I would say that if you're watching us, you expect to see some physical football, and you expect us to, you know, defensively especially, fly around the field and just be getting after it. That's kind of one of the things that we preach on both sides of the ball is just effort and intensity. Let the kids kind of come up with their goals as a team in the off season. We have leadership sessions every week from March all the way until June, July.
That's really cool.
That was one of the things that they really hit on is that they really want to be a team that's known for their intensity and effort out on the field. So it's something we've been striving to develop.
Wow, that speaks volumes to culture, too.
Yeah, and the kids, that's what I'm saying, that they're such good kids. They've been doing these leadership lessons now. This was year two of doing those, and they just have bought into all those things that we're doing. So I think that you're going to see that out on the field.
Awesome. Well, Coach, hey, best of luck this season. We can't wait to get out and cover you, and I appreciate the time today. Hope Camp obviously has been going well. Everybody's been staying healthy, and we can't wait to get back to it.
Hey, I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. This has been the fourth-year head coach for the Wayne Trace Raiders, Matt Holden. And we have plenty more My Sports right after this.
This program is sponsored in part by the Wayne Trace Boosters. Please join us at a Wayne Trace sporting event as we cheer on our Raiders at home and on the road. Go Raiders!
My Sports rolls on as we are talking high school football. We talked Paulding football, we talked Raider football, and now it is time to talk Antwerp Archer football. Well, guys, there is absolutely no doubt the stamp that the 2024 senior class left on the Antwerp Archer football program. Those seniors had the best three-year run in program history with a record of 32-6. They posted five of the program's six all-time playoff wins, captured two GMC conference titles, and made the longest playoff run in school history. Another eye-opening stat over those three seasons, the Archers shined on defense. They held foes to 15.5 points a game and just 236 yards per game overall last year. Opponents generated only 1,470 yards rushing on 364 attempts last season, 1,222 yards passing by completing just 101 out of 236 passes. Defensively, this team has been elite. However, with graduation, all levels of the defense are going to need some holes filled, including the defensive line. Cohen Heitzman, honorable mention, All-Ohio, had 8 sacks, 7 tackles for loss, along with 47 tackles of the year. Landon Brewer, of course, in that secondary, earned first-team All-GMC and All-District. He had 42 tackles, 3 picks, and 6 passes defended last season, and then released a first-team All-GMC linebacker. Well, we know what he did in the backfield. And in the backfield of opponents, he had 67 tackles on the defensive side of the ball, as well as being an absolute stud at the running back position. 3 picks, 4 passes defended, 3 sacks, 4 tackles for a loss. Cyrus Gale also earned first-team All-GMC and second-team All-District at linebacker, where he led the team with 91 tackles. Xander Smith, he had 34.5 tackles, 2.5 sacks, and Camden Fuller, the defensive back, who had 55 tackles and an interception. With that, it's time to welcome in the head coach of the Antwerp Archers, and that is head coach Jason Hill. Coach, before we look towards this season, obviously the group of seniors you lost, a lot of four-year letter winners in there. Can you just take a minute and explain to me what those seniors meant to the program?
Those guys obviously built something pretty special, you know, with the record we had over the last 4 years and then being part of a program that really built built its way back up. And, you know, I think they were 32-8 or something. I don't know what it was, but it's something really good. And those guys have cemented themselves as all-time great players, but only, you know, also all-time great people to come out of our program. And that's, you know, always what we're looking for. And we'll always be thankful of those 13 guys and what they accomplished. And now we look to emulate the same thing as we move into this year.
Absolutely. And with all that success, the one thing that senior class leaves to a lot of these guys coming back, and I'm sure you can echo this, Coach, is that experience. I mean, they've been teaching this younger class, so how excited are you to see some of these newer guys step up this season?
Well, a lot of these guys have experience winning football. You know, our seniors especially, our juniors, and obviously some of the sophomores as freshmen, but, you know, they just haven't been given the chance, you know, sitting behind those 13 seniors from last year. So I'm excited to see guys that are going to get a chance to step up and make plays and see who the guys are. They're going to define themselves as playmakers for our team, and that's all you can ask for as a coach, guys to go out and give it their best and give 100%, and I know they're going to do that every play, and I'm excited to see what happens.
So let's start with camp this fall. How's everything been? Are people staying healthy? And who have you seen kind of turn your head so far?
We've had a great off season. You know, with some of the workouts, tennis was really good. I think our whole, you know, our seniors, we have 7 seniors, you know, love Derek Hines, Tim Scholl, Dane Scholl, Jonah Keys, Jackson Jones, Noah Bradbury, and Caden Winslow. Those guys have really done a good job of kind of leading us, and we're, you know, Caden had a lot of offensive experience coming back, and he's done a really good job. People don't realize that we have Caden, you know, Dane and Taven are also coming off a state track run, mm-hmm. So they have experience with that. So those guys have kind of really done a good job this summer. I mean, you know, and Derek Hines moving from offensive line to quarterback, he's done a really good job with that. So those guys have kind of stood out. And underclassmen wise, Marcelo Cruz has done a good job with stuff. Playing a lot of young guys up front, Aiden Dunderman, Roman DeLong have been good, getting some new snaps, and then we bring back tackle Keegan Gray Wyckoff, who's just been really solid for us on both sides of the ball. So, you know, I think those guys, that's just come to my mind quickly. But, you know, everybody's been really good this summer, and things have been off to a good start.
Yeah, Wyckoff, I know a sense of consistency coming back. And I know with the new quarterback, that's super important to have at least a little bit of consistency on that offensive line. So that's good to hear. But obviously replacing Carson Altemus, that's a tall task. You mentioned it a little bit, but how's that process been going?
Yeah, you know, we've had a competition all summer with Derek Hines and Hampton Rogan. They've both done a great job of stepping up, competing, and making each other better. And, you know, as we finish up our, you know, our last week before we get into our game week next week, you know, they'll solidify some things, and we'll figure out what we're going to do with those two. Both are still going to play, but, might get more snaps than the other. Each brings something unique to our team with what they bring, and we're excited to see what we can do. And the Archers are going to look a little different here. That's all. You know, that, I think that's what people, you know, might be quick to judge what's going on, but they got to realize, you know, it's going to be a different process. And that's the great thing about this game. Each year, so, you know, it's a little bit different. Obviously, we lose a lot of All-State guys, things like that. Mm-hmm. The process is going to be a little bit different this year, but I'm excited for that process because our guys have worked their butts off to get to this point.
And I know you mentioned a few names earlier, Coach, but the secondary of your defense, you lose a little bit, but again, that might be a place where you can anchor some of that defense on because you have some good names returning.
Yeah, made a little bit of a change a little bit, and those three state track guys I talked about are going to be our leaders in the DP backfield mm-hmm. with Caden and Dane and Taven, you know, playing our DB, kind of anchoring us there, you know, kind of using their speed to run some things down and cover. So we feel really good about that. And a lot of great experience in the back half. You know, Derek Hines playing DN for us is going to be big. Keegan up front. Those guys have a lot of experience. Jonah at defensive end, but you know, we're pretty young at linebacker and our other defensive line spot. So just kind of got to piece it all together and then, you know, plays and just keep building on those plays one after another on the defense side of the ball.
So let's talk about the conference real quick. A lot of teams besides Antwerp, I feel like this year, lost a lot to graduation. So the conference, in my eyes, seems to be pretty open. What's your outlook for it?
I think this year, especially the conference, I think there's going to be a lot of balance. You know, you could see the champ either being a co-champion or having one loss. Each week at GMC, it's tough to go to battle and get a win. But I think this year especially is going to be even harder because of the balance the whole league's going to have overall. You know, you look top to bottom, it's all pretty balanced, especially, you know, the top four teams maybe and then kind of the middle. There's not really much separation like has been in the past. So, you know, obviously graduation has a lot to do with that. And then you're just kind of unsure as you come into week one with, you know, Fairview's getting a lot of press, which as they should because Coach Rakes does a great job. But, you know, they're coming off, you know, a 2-8 season, so they're going to have to build a lot of things. They have the talent to do that. So I think, you know, you look at Tenora, the program they have, their quarterback coming back, you know, Paulding, you know, and obviously us bringing back some experience as well up front and on the D-line and our DBs and our skill guys. So it's one of those things where this is the most unique year with just things being completely balanced, I think, in our league, which will be great to see.
All right, Coach, what are a few things that we can expect to see from the Archers each and every time they hit the field this fall?
You're going to see guys that just love the game and want to play for each other. And that's what, you know, that's what we really emphasize, just getting better each week, every day. You know, you come and put the work in and then you do all that work Monday through Thursday. And then we get to Friday. That's the fun part. And, you know, that's when it pays off. So you're going to see guys that line up and strap up and are playing hard and playing for each other. And that's what we want to see. And that's what I hope we're going to get, and we're excited for this football season.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for the time today. We are so much looking forward to getting out and covering the Archers every Friday night. Best of luck this season.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That was the head coach for the Antwerp Archers, Jason Hale. We're back after this talking Paulding football next right here on 102.7 FM.
The Antwerp Athletic Boosters are proud to support all of our Antwerp Archer athletes. Join us for a sporting event and cheer on the Archers.
Moving right along with another edition of My Sports, season number 3, episode number 1. Of course, my name is Pete Seymour. We just got done talking Wayne Trace football with the head coach of the Wayne Trace Raiders, Matt. Again, if you missed that conversation or missed any conversations from past years with any of our guests, all of these episodes are archived on the my1027.org website. So head on over there, get yourself ready for the 2024 football season. So let's pivot and let's talk about the Paulding Panthers. Oh, what a season did Paulding have a year ago. The first time ever the Paulding Panthers make the playoffs, and they do it by defeating rival Wayne Trace. A quick look at the 2023 results for Paulding. 6-5 record overall. Started out with a 36 win against Swanton, then dropped to Spencerville 35-8. Came back and beat Jefferson 56-25 before a 3-point loss to a very talented Ayersville team 20-17. 34-20, they rattle off three straight wins, Fairview, Edgerton, and Hicksville. It was 54-20 against Edgerton, and then Hicksville goes down by a final of 48-21. Two tough losses to Tenora, 56-0, then 38-6 to Antwerp, but they round out the season. They have to win to get in for the first time ever in their history, and they do it by defeating Wayne Trace 14-13. Of course, playoff game, a loss to Bluffton, but congratulations to Paulding last year for their playoff berth. And I have to give Coach Menzie a whole bunch of credit. He took over a few weeks before the 2022 season. Didn't have much time with the guys. They went 1-9, but how about the response last year again? 6-5 overall, making it to the playoffs. He's going to join me here in just a few minutes, but let's take a look at the Panthers a little bit more. And we'll start with the 2024 schedule. They will start away at Swanton, 3 home games in a row for Paulding, North Central, Delphus Jefferson, and Wayne Trace on the 13th. Ayersville and Fairview are away this season with Edgerton at home, and then Hicksville on the road to Nora at home and Antwerp at home to end out the season. In a GMC that is wide open with Paulding, a decent amount of skill positions returning, they are looking for the crown this season. Some tough games, of course. Antwerp will always be tough, and we'll talk about them here in a little bit. But Paulding looking to make some noise with a very talented returning class. Let's take a quick peek at the offense. The Panthers will need to replace the production of second-team GMC running back Kobe Four, who churned out 822 yards and 13 touchdowns on the ground on 161 carries. He was the male carrier for Paulding and capped off a 4-year varsity career in style. Honorable mention GMC receivers Caleb Larson and Jesse Schaefer add to the list of graduates. Ronnie Goodman, he is the only loss on the offensive line from a season ago. Honorable mention GMC. And of course, Jacob Fife returning, who threw for 690 yards and 6 touchdowns, rushing 37 times for 136 yards and 4 scores. He spent time splitting time, actually, at quarterback last. So with that, it's time to welcome in the 1989 Paulding graduate himself and the head coach of the Paulding Panthers in year number 3. That is head coach Jim Menzie. Coach Menzie,
appreciate you taking the time to come on the show for a little bit. I know you're in the middle of camp, but what a fun season that Paulding was coming off of a year ago. Can we take a step back first and reflect on that? How exciting was that year?
Oh, I tell you, it was very exciting for me. Didn't understand some of the magnitude that, you know, what has happened over the last year and throughout that year. We went and I didn't know nothing about the Black Swamp, the trophy that we had.
Yeah.
The boys told me about that as we progressed. So when we got to that part, then it come down and, you know, the pressure the boys were facing with having to know that the playoffs were kind of looming. And then the first time that really Paulding's ever been in the playoffs in school history. So it was definitely exciting and kind of just a different feeling in life, you know?
Absolutely. Can you take me through that feeling on the sidelines when you guys were starting to run the clock out on Wayne Trace, when you finally knew, man, it's playoff time?
Yeah, it was an exciting week preparation. The boys were kind of watching, you know, how the formation of the playoffs were going. Mm-hmm. And it said we had Wayne Trace above us, of course, and we were just a couple spots below, and it said pretty much our own destiny was in our hands. All we had to do was win. And it said loser went home, winner went. And the boys were talking about it finally, and, you know, it was so exciting just kind of see it. And then we got in that possession, and right in the game, it was just surreal. It was just amazing. Kind of took me back a little bit. The boys put so much hard work in a position where we wasn't expected to be, but, you know, our motto is we believe, and we got there.
Now, Coach, as an alum and now a third-year head coach, how do you take that momentum that you guys grabbed last year and all of that energy and transfer it through the offseason into this season?
Well, we kind of hit the weight room pretty hard.
I know you've said started that to recruiting. Me a few off-seasons now.
We actually recruited. We went down and had the boys start recruiting young. Get the boys that was in the sixth grade and have them bring them up. So it kind of took their mind off, and the kids were still, I mean, a lot of more focused out there, track meets and wrestling matches and basketball and trying to keep recruiting and boys working hard in the weight room and community service and just that bond they had. And the boys actually are pushing the level up. They pushed the bar to a higher standard this year. And I told them, as hard as you want to be pushed for greatness, I mean, I'm here for you, but I mean, you know, the bar's got to be set, and the players set the bar, and now the coaches are challenged to help them get them there. It's been a really good feeling.
Nice. Absolutely love that. Now, Jacob Fife, he saw some time at quarterback last year, but Colton Hunt, a sophomore this year, also I think pretty much split time. How's he progressed through this offseason?
He's progressing very well. He's actually put on some weight. He's gotten faster. He's gotten stronger. He's been going to hybrid and then doing workouts with high school at the same time. We've got a very good connection. A lot of returners for him. So he's grown. Actually, you know, we kind of upped the playbook for him a little bit. He really dove in and shows he could be a great leader. So that helps the coaching staff understand that we give him an opportunity. He can rise up to the occasion and call the right plays.
Absolutely. And that's one thing I wanted to touch on, but you mentioned, was he is going to have some of those skill positions back and an offensive line that has some experience. How does that help a young quarterback?
I think it helps him get comfortable a little bit sooner than normal. I mean, you know, last year when he was, you know, in the process of taking the reins from Jacob, I mean, Jacob had some big shoes for Colt to fill, and, mm-hmm. and Colt did it very well. And this year he's taking the reins, and now we got Colt's little brother Ridge as a freshman. So it's been kind of a different type of picture for him, but the boys are counting on him, and I mean, the wide receivers and running backs, and everybody's got some new and some experience, but I think everybody coming together gelling makes his job a little bit easier.
Now let's flip the side to the defense real fast, Coach, and talk about some of the returners there. And the one thing that really sticks out to me for you guys is a solid linebacking core and a ton of speed in that secondary.
Yeah, it's exciting to watch sometimes, you know. I mean, that speed is there, but also, I mean, we've had a few pieces we had to tweak. I mean, mm-hmm. losing Kobe in it and Dylan Schauch. I mean, Caleb Larson and Jesse Schaefer there was really kind of a hit, but we got some outstanding returners coming in. Got a couple freshmen that really have kind of stepped up this year so far. And I mean, I tell the boys, you know, no matter what your age or what grade you're in, if it's the best people play. And I think we've approved that last year with it. I believe in a few of them. And this year they've kind of grown more and more from the camp to last night, you know, down at Evergreen. We had to tweak a few things, but I think the boys have adapted well. I think you hit it on the head. We're definitely going to be fast and move to the ball very quick.
Now, some of those young guys you mentioned, Coach, they've experienced now a winning culture. In your third year, what did you do early to establish that? And again, what's your plan to keep that going? Because Paulding, I mean, you guys got some first-place votes for the conference this year.
Yeah, the thing is, you know, I even talked about it again tonight, just kind of a slight medium, like, you know, social media boys, if you start buying into social media, it might encourage you, but it also can break you down.
Yep.
It can divide you guys. So I said, you know, you got to get away from that part. Believe it or not, community service has shown me that what the boys participate in quite frequently, you know, feeding lunches to young kids, setting up tables and chairs, different things, helping the elderly people move, food pantry, I mean, pickups. That shows me where the boys' minds are. They're about, you know, brotherhood, helping out, and then believing in one thing, and that's just to make each other better.
Love it. Absolutely love it, Coach. So last one for you. It seems like a lot of teams in the conference this year were hit pretty hard by graduation, but overall, what's your outlook for the GMC?
I think it's going to be a dogfight. I mean, I really do. A few teams are down, but, you know, I mean, I really like the competition level. I mean, Wayne Trace and Paulding's always had that competition level there, no matter what, you know, how many people are down or, you know, how many people they have or whatever. It's still a game that, you know, must win per Wayne Trace or Paulding. I really look forward to playing Tenora. I like the competition in that aspect. And then Ayersville, definitely, I mean, they can bring it. I mean, they, you know, we've ended up several podcasts together. Seems like we always get placed about the same spot for this and each other. Fairview, I mean, they got a young team like we have, and I mean, they definitely got an air assault, so we got to, I mean, it's just a mind game, prepare each week, making sure the boys are focused and go out and do what we do.
Got it. Well, hey, Coach, best of luck this season. I appreciate you taking a little bit of time to be able to talk to me about the team, and I can't wait to get out and cover the guys. It'll be a fun year.
Thank you, sir.
This has been the head coach of your Paulding Panthers, Jim Menzie, in his third year, and we have plenty more My Sports coming up right after this on My 102.7.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
My Sports continues. We talked a lot of football and met with the head coaches of Wayne Tre, Paulding, and Antwerp. And now it's time to turn our heads just for a few minutes to a little bit of golf. Golf, one of those sports in high school, starts before everything else. I golfed for a year in high school after I broke my ankle. And my first ever job was at a golf course, so I always have a soft spot for some golf. So let's talk some golf from this past week, and we'll start with boys golf at Pike Run in Ottawa. It was Lipsick, Wayne Tre, and Riverdale. As a team, Lipsick coming away with the win. The low score, though, Kyle Sutton, a 37. Wayne Tre shooting a team score of 171. Sutton leading the way, like I mentioned, with a 37. Connor Davis, a 42. Tyson Gerber, a 46. Grayson Sutton, a 46. And Connor Wanamaker, a 48. Brevin Brandt also bringing in a 39 for Lipsick. Jake Edling with a 41. And Nick Schroeder, a 43. Nathan Algy, a 39 for Riverdale, in third place with a 188. Now let's take a look at the girls real fast, and that was girls golf at Pleasant Valley Golf Course with Wayne Tre and Delphus Jefferson. The Raiders edging out Delphus Jefferson just by two team strokes. Ella Crosby led the way with a 45, Ryan Jay, a 45, Tori Young, a 50, Regan McGarvey, a 51, Olivia Baumann, a 57, Aubrey Dougal, a 66, and Isabel O'Shaughnessy, also a 66. Malin Kazmir coming in with a low score for Delphus Jefferson with a 46. The other girls' golf match I want to take a look at was the GMC girls' golf match at Harvest Moon in Defiance. Archers with a team score of 254, Ayersville a team score of 218, Edgerton a team score of 239, Tenora a team score of 224, Wayne Tre a team score of 221. Some of the individual performers that stuck out included Tori Young from Wayne Tre, she turned in a 48. Aliyah Keeley from Hicksville turned in a 44. Natalie Timbrook from Fairview, a 49. Ava Stork, the low score on the day out of everybody, a 46. And then from Antwerp, Madison Schmidt, a 57. Delaney Dackenhouse, who also was competing from Paulding, who shot a 61. Regan McGarvey, a 63, Ryan Jay, a 54, both from Wayne Tre. Well, we've seen a lot of low scores already happening this fall. That's a little look at some of the golf from this past week. We'll have plenty of more golf coming up here in some later episodes of My Sports. I'll be sure to have a few of the coaches from the area on. They're always awesome and so willing to talk about their teams. And if you want to hear some of the interviews from past years about their golf teams, a lot of those interviews are up on the my1027.org website from some My Sports episodes this past year. And if you want a specific one, don't hesitate to reach out to me. Shoot me a text, give me a call, send me an email. I will be able to point you in the right direction on how to find those. But it's time for a short break. When we come back, we are wrapping up season number 3, episode number 1. Thanks for staying with me, Paulding County. We're back after this. It's My Sports, and you're listening on My 102.7 FM.
Hey, we've all been there. You're in the middle of something important, and then boom, the power goes out. But what if it didn't? What if you skipped the candles and the flashlights and just carried on with your day? With a Kohler generator, your power stays on even when the utility power goes out. So your food stays fresh, your home stays powered. Get a reliable Kohler generator at Sweater Electric in Paulding.
We're back to put a lid on episode 1 of season number 3 of My Sports. Of course, my name is Pete Seymour. Thanking you so much for spending your Saturday morning with us right here on My 102.7 FM. But we need to wrap the show up like we do every single week. And that is by introducing to you our MySport slate of games. For the upcoming week, we've got volleyball, we've got football. We just previewed it all with the head coaches of Paulding County, Coach Jim Menzie of Paulding, Coach Jason Hale of Antwerp, and head coach Ben Holden of Wayne Trace. So let's take a look at what's coming up on MySports.live this upcoming week. Starting Monday, August 19th, and Tuesday, August 20th, we have some volleyball. Myself and Miles Holiday will bring you Antwerp versus Kaleida, and then Antwerp versus Ottoville. No football games week one with all of the Paulding teams playing out of town, but we do have some volleyball in week number two. August 26th and 29th, it's Wayne Trace against Liberty Center with Kenny Stabler and Dave Bowen, and then Paulding volleyball August 29th against Delphus Jefferson. Garrett Mansfield and Miles Holiday will have you covered there. Then a full slate of football games. First full slate of games for MySports.live this fall. Friday, August 30th, there is a trio. Antwerp and Eden square off, Paulding and North Central square off, and Wayne Trace and Spencerville also hit the field. Jason Landers and Doug Billman for Antwerp, Caleb Hatch and Scoop Miller for Paulding, and then Corbin Vance and Jason Williamson for the Wayne Trace game. So that's a quick look at some of the upcoming games on your MySports.live slate of games for this upcoming week. And remember, if you miss any of them live, just like these episodes, they are archived for on-demand access. These ones on the MySports.live website. Check them out, not just from this year, but from every single year from MySports.live. Now it's time to, of course, thank the people that put me here, and those are our sponsors. Without you guys, I could not do this each and every week. You've been with me through two seasons, now starting season number three, and I'm just super grateful for the athletic boosters of Wayne Trace, Paulding, and Antwerp, Schweller Electric, Paulding County Economic Development, Williamson Crop Insurance, and the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne. Again, I would not be here doing this without the support of you. But once again, be sure to tune in to all the games on MySports.live this upcoming week, and best of luck to all the football teams on Friday night. Whoever you are, and whoever you've been listening, my name's Pete Seymour, thanking you for joining me every Saturday morning for another edition of My Sports. I'll see you next Saturday, Paulding County. Same time, same place. Have a great week and take care, and I'll talk to you then.
MySports is sponsored by the Dooley Funeral Homes of Antwerp and Payne, a life story funeral home. You can learn how pre-planning makes sense by calling 419-258-5684 or 419-263-0000. The Dooley Funeral Home.